Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Tuesday, baby. You know I'm twisting it all up on tonight. Getting on deal with it with my man, Frank Bellucci. Yes, indeed, he is the man. He is the man. Music on tonight featuring Frank Bellucci, my darlings. Broadcasting live from the Windy City, my darling. 60 degrees, and it's raining. Oh, it is raining tonight, but that's all right. The music is still going on. It's still super bad because Frank Bellucci is on the scene, my darlings. It is April the 4th, 2023, and it's 9:30 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 10:30 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say up in here. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it on up to the ATL, to my own team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, UK, and Germany, and my honorary member in India, Karun Woodhoody. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum, gumbarum.com, G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, gumbarum.com. We have two different flavors in stock, natural vanilla, which is Gumba Gold, and natural coconut, which is Gumba Filler. The CEO and the founder of Gumba Rum is Steve Shakalaka, Shakalaka, boom, boom, yeah. He's the hardest working retired man I ever did see. Now, you know what? Some folks is retired, and you can't give them a piece of a job. You know what I'm saying up in here? Some people retire. You cannot give them a piece of a job. But now, Steve Gum, he's working hard. He's so diligent. And I'm telling you, Steve Gum reminds me of this one guy that used to live in my community. He was about, I don't know, 85 or 90 years old. Now, listen. This is the God heaven truth. He was a retired postal worker, and he didn't want to stay at home. He didn't want to stay at home. And you know how Chicago winters are deadly brutal. It can be deadly brutal. This was some years ago. So listen, this postman, he didn't want to stay at home. He was a retired, right? About 85 years old. Listen, let me tell you something. It took him. He was working. Now, mind you, it wasn't a hard job that he had. All he did was just go and be a companion to some other seniors, and he could sit and talk with them about 4 or 5 hours a day, and he'd get paid. Well, let me tell you what this guy was doing. He didn't drive to work. He would take the CTA. He'd take public transportation. Listen, let me tell you something. It took him about an hour to walk from his house to the bus stop. And I said, oh, my God, where is this man trying to get to? I mean, he was walking so slow. Listen, a turtle was walking faster than him. Turtles walk faster than him. I am telling this guy walked so slow. He was like, you know, he was just moving, like a little duck, you know. Quack, 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 quack. Listen. I'm like, oh, my God. I would pay him to stay at home. I was like, listen, guys, let's just make a collection, give him a donation to stay at home, and we'll go and visit him and, you know, and be company with him so he can stay at home. I said, oh, Jesus. And this was in the dead winter. My God, it was like below zero back then when he was trying to get to his client's house just to sit there. So I'm like, Jesus Christ, can you imagine? So listen. Some retirees, you cannot give them a piece of a job, and then some, you know, they just keep working. So listen, I got some bad music on tonight, because it's Frank Bellucci. You know what I'm saying. I just love saying that man's name. I just really do, because he's just a superstar, y'all. Listen, let me tell y'all something. Let me tell you, before I get into the music, I know you're on Facebook all day long. I got me a Facebook crush, y'all. I really do. Oh, this fine hawk of a man on Facebook. I mean, he has the most piercing blue eyes I ever saw. Now, listen, he's on my friend list. He's been on my friend list for a while. Some kind of way we started chit-chatting, and he sent me a voicemail. I almost fell out. Oh, my God, Jesus. I almost passed out. So anyway, you know, everything is going on Facebook, right? Okay. So listen. Use the keyword, the Fierce Female. When the page comes up, give it a like and a follow. I would greatly appreciate it. Now, let me tell y'all something. Let me tell you, cut it, engineer. Cut it down a little bit. Okay, thank you. Now, listen, before I get into Frank Belushi's song, and I love his music. Okay, toes, be still. Be still, toes. Body, be still. Because y'all know I'm just cranked up on 100 and 1,000. Let me tell you what I come across. You know, when I come across stuff in the news and online, I got to say something about it. Well, listen. I'm going to say this really, really quickly. These people, these are some church people. Now, listen, I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe in the Bible and all like that. Get that out of the way. Now, listen. This pastor passed away, right? And the church member said they were believing he was going to be resurrected within 1 year. His wife said she had a vision that her husband was going to be resurrected, so they kept him in the morgue for 1 year. They went back to the morgue within a year. Of course, he's still sleeping. And they're standing there waiting for him to get up. And I'm like, are you stone crazy people? Listen, the only time he's going to get up is when Jesus comes and resurrects everybody and we go home in the rapture. So listen, I'm like, who in the world? Listen, the only vision she saw was of herself and her husband probably. That's the only vision. She ain't seen no vision. Listen, she was having a nightmare. That's what she was having. She was having a nightmare. She was just dreaming that her husband was coming back as King Kong and Godzilla. That's all she's seen. Now listen, let's get into the music. Oh my God, I am telling you what that God having truth. You ain't had no vision saying your husband is coming back to life after 1 year. Get the Sam Hill out of here, Freddie. Listen. All right, now listen. I'm going to get on down with Frank Belushi. Gee whiz. If I even thought I had a vision like that, I wouldn't tell nobody. Oh, my God. Listen, I think I'm going to take my shovel and dig up some dirt and put her down there and see if she's going to come back in 1 year. How about that? Oh, my God. So, listen, y'all know I like to entertain, but that's a true story. I really saw that story. Her husband passed away. He had cancer. Jesus Christ. I mean, oh, Lord. So they went back and says, well, it's been a year. Let's wait for him to get up and come back. And they moved the thing. He's still laying there, bones and all. I'm like, what do you think's going to happen? What do you think? He's not a leprechaun. I mean, do you think he's got magic dust in his blood or what? I'm like, what's going on here? So anyway, let me get down with Frank Belushi. He's got some bad music. Y'all already know. You know the man, the superstar man. He is the man when it comes to music, my darling. Listen. Come on, y'all. We're going to have a good time on tonight, right? Because the music is hot, let me tell you. So Frank, he's well in Austin, Texas. Frank Belushi created his heartfelt country music style that combines contemporary country with pop music. I mean, he does it awesome. I mean, he does it razor sharp. It's just like razor sharp. It's just like you're sitting on the porch in the summertime. Y'all know I'm a country girl. He's so razor sharp. You could sit on the porch in the summertime, hold your head back, and he'd be singing. And I'm telling you, his singing is so razor sharp, it'll take all the hair off your face. That's for the guys. You know what I mean? You don't need no shaving cream. You don't need no nothing. Just sit back and listen to Frank Belushi. And when he starts singing, all the hair that's on your face, that's going to be razor sharp. It's going to come right off. So listen. Let me get on down with it right here. God, heaven, truth. It's going to be for God, him, truth. Yeah, I am telling you, God, him, truth. He is regular sharp when he's singing. So listen, it's God, Honest Truth by Frank Belushi. Check this out.
Every tale that I tell, so my heart won't yield, straight at you. I'm not one to send a rushing blow, of stern words to break your spirit and soul, so cut me some slack. Off-ramp from the highway to truth. It's where I get thrown, so far away from you. But it's the easiest thing that I can do. Instead of letting loose all over you. Oh, if God's honest truth, how I feel about you. I just don't want pitiful pain. With a bit of trepidation and a lot of hesitation, I try to spill my soul to you, but then you bite. So lost in these lonely tales of me and you, there's always a little bit of me and way too much of you. Oh yeah, you know it's true. Now I can't figure out what it's all about, but I wish you'd just try to make things right. It's God's honest truth how I feel about you. Yeah, it's God's honest truth how I feel about you.
Something to behold. Jesus Christ is singing. Listen, let me tell you something. I was listening to the song God Honest Truth, and I was thinking about the days when you could really meet people walking down the street. I remember, y'all remember that song back in the day? Watching ladies go by watching you. But anyway, listen. God Honest Truth reminds me of days when I could meet guys just walking down the street, just going wherever on the bus, just standing at the bus stop. Now, listen, the reason why it reminded me of that, because I remember one time when I was listening to the song God Honest Truth by Frank DeLucci, I remember one time I was coming home, was walking down, just walking down the street, and you can't do that these days. You can't be walking down the street thinking you're going to meet, you know, a Mr. Right just walking down the street. If you do, you better get them checked out real good, okay? Listen, I got some folks that can help you get them checked out, and they won't even know about it. But listen, let me tell you something. One time I was walking down in the summer in Chicago, summer in Chicago. I had on my little skirt and my little bows and my little sandals, and I'm walking down the street, right? I'm just minding my own business. So by the time I got to where, almost the other corner, there was this guy that was standing out, and I wasn't paying him no attention. So by the time I got close to him, he steps out. He was at work, and he was taking a little smoke break. He steps out. He says, you know what? He said, you know what, miss? I've been standing here all day waiting on you just so I could take you out to dinner. That's what he said to me. I just bust out and start laughing. Just started laughing because that was a great pickup line. And I had to stop. I just had to stop. And so we started talking and talking. He was taking a break. He was a welder. He was on his job. He was doing welding. So anyway, and we became friends. He lived in the same neighborhood. I was on my way home. So listen, we became really, really good friends. We dated for a while. His name was Kevin Thomas. Oh, my God. I was so crazy about that guy. Oh, my God. I would have married him, but he was so heartbroken. He was so heartbroken. Let me tell you this. He was so heartbroken over this other girl. We were friends for a long, long time. And long story short, I'm going to play the next song by Frank DeLucci. Long story short, he was so heartbreaking. So Kevin would always come over to my house. We'd sit in the front room on the sofa, and we'd just chat. And he said, yeah, I'm so heartbroken. This one girl, I asked her to marry me, and she said yes. And he bought her a nice diamond ring. She wouldn't give it back, and she didn't marry him. I said, well, my God, who in the world broke your heart like that? And so listen, believe it or not, one day, my brother's girlfriend was over our house with her best friend. And so when me and my friend Kevin were sitting on the couch talking, and he says, that voice sounds familiar. He says, who's this girl back here? I said, said, what are you saying? I said, what are you saying, Gavin? He says, the girl's voice that's back there is laughing. It sounds familiar. So we get up. I get up. I said, well, let's get up. And I'm the kind of person. So I said, let's go back in so you can check out what you're tell me what you're talking about. The girl comes out, Anna. Her name is Anna. And he looks. He says, oh, my God. That's the girl that broke my heart. I almost slapped that bitch. I'm still gets mad when I think about it. And I said, this is the girl that broke your heart, and you won't give you the diamond ring back. And she had it on her face. I said, listen, you give him back. I said, you broke this guy's heart. And we almost went fighting that in the kitchen. I said, my mother was like, listen, not up in here. You ain't got to be tearing it up in here in this kitchen. So anyway. So I didn't kick her butt. I didn't kick her butt, but I sure wanted to kick her butt because, listen, you just don't do people like that. So anyway, that's a true story. That is a true story. God's heaven truth. So listen, up next is the blues, man.
Well, I went to Austin's downtown. Soak my blues. I heard it sound so cool. Some boys belting out some slick tunes. So I went in to listen, and then I had some questions. And they were blowing the roof down. How do? It make these delicious sounds. He looked straight through me and said, son, let me show you how it's done. Oh yeah, you gotta push your soul behind every baseline. Everyone. Well, I was blown away the way that blues man made that horn sing. The soul and the sound made me sit down and got me to think. Could it have even more spice? Could it come even more alive? But even then, you gotta put your soul behind every bass line. Oh, be a crowd pleaser. Don't be afraid to tease her with your horn and mine. You gotta let it rip and let your music kiss everyone. Take it, Johnny. Everyone.
That song is it, people. You hear me? Blues Man by the one and only Frank Bellucci. You know, it was like Stevie Ray Vaughan and Louis Armstrong was playing the horn. I'm like, gosh. Oh, my God. I'm telling you, Frank, it's just too much for me. I'm telling you. Listen, if I had a tub of ice-cold bath water in my house and Frank Bellucci started singing, Sting would be rising up out of the bathtub. This man is so hot. I am telling you, if I had a drink up on here in my engineer booth, if I had a drink with some ice in, I am telling you, Frank Bellucci's singing would just, you know, melt the ice cubes. It really would. I am telling you what's the truth. You know, I'm going to test that one day. Go. Gizmo, you remind me, must my fur babies. Listen, I'm pretty much out of time. I got to get on up out of here. That song, Blues Man, oh, my God, it is just ripping hot, people. I mean, it was just like Louis Armstrong just came up in here and started blowing a horn. I'm like, whoa, let me look around here. Is Louis down here? Was it on? Where's Louis? Where's Louis? You know what I mean? I got to get my ball. But anyway, I got to get on up out of here. It's been a stone cold blast. And guess what? I get to do it all over again on tomorrow. In the special words of Don Kniez, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and soul.
You motivated.